Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here, ready to talk some Penn State football for the next hour or so. Also going to talk some Penn State wrestling here, quarter number four coming up. We're coming to you, as we always do, from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Blee Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light. As you're listening to this, National Signing Day, the second National Signing Day. We're expecting it to go off without much of a splash here. Penn State signed 27 guys in the early signing period, and December could be done for the 2020 cycle. Also had a group of 11, is it 11 January enrollees who are already on campus, already starting to reap the rewards of them really condensing their senior years of high school and putting themselves in position to do that. I've talked in the past with Jim Galante about this. Greg Pickle is going to share his thoughts on each of the guys in this class who have enrolled early, what they bring to the table, what their odds are of maybe playing early, maybe what impact enrolling early could have on them. While we're on the subject of asking Greg, we'll do our regular Ask Greg routine coming up. That's quarter number three, your Penn State football and recruiting questions for Greg Pickle here. And then I think we're going to lean on Greg once again, talk Penn State Iowa wrestling, getting back on the win column on Sunday against Maryland, what that Iowa duel means, where we think this Penn State team is going following that. So let's start with the January enrollees, which, you know, the more I look at this group, the more I feel like it's an exciting group that's already on campus so far. And I think maybe none more so. And I'll start here with Theo Johnson, who's 6'6", 240 plus pounds. He's a four-star, the most significant recruiting win of this class.
Yep.
But now he shows up early at a time where Nick Bowers moves on after his redshirt senior season in 2019. You know, you have Zach Kuntz, you have Brenton Strange on campus. I think from a sheer talent standpoint, Theo Johnson is probably ahead of both those guys on my list anyway. So it'll be an interesting time to see how he develops physically. He had a little bit of a shoulder issue at the Under Armour game, how healthy he is to get into the spring. Because if he's healthy and he's able to make some gains and get to 250 plus pounds and show this coaching staff what he can do, it would not be a surprise to me that he follows the Pat Freiermuth route and is able to maybe see the field as a freshman.
Yeah, I really like this town. There's no doubt about that. I mean, this is a kid who, you know, the one thing that we just don't know is how much how great of a change will it be for him to come from playing in Canada, where obviously it's not quite the same as American high school football and certainly not college football. So how long will that adjustment take? I mean, he went down to Under Armour and dominated before getting hurt. You know, I just wonder, too, how Penn State's staff, the stance of the Penn State staff might change on these high school all-star games. You know, Theo Johnson goes down there, has a shoulder injury, doesn't appear to be anything that'll be a long-term problem or anything like that. But, you know, anytime you go out on the field to compete, there's a chance that, you know, something may go wrong that'll stop your ability to play at the next level, either short-term or long-term. So that's one thing I'll be curious about following into the future. But, yeah, I mean, 6'6", 242, one of the top tight ends in this class, and really a kid who has all the makings of someone that could compete right away. Doesn't mean he has to, but it would be a surprise if he's at least not in the mix for snaps this fall.
An impressive kid, and I think what we've seen, you know, the early makings here of being the dual threat that Penn State wants its tight ends to be somebody who is willing and able to block and who can also make big plays down the field. I think you are seeing some early signs from him that he can do both of those things. And like I said, he arrives at an interesting time. Another guy, Enzo Jennings, who, you know, he's been around so long and he's been viewed as somebody with such a high ceiling for so long, going back, I think, to eighth grade. You know, he was one of those guys who was on the radar of college teams early in his career. And I think to some extent, there was a little bit of maybe boredom with him by the time he's a senior. And there's only so much that you can do as a high school player to back up those extremely high expectations as a young kid. But by, you know, by most measures, I think Enzo Jennings has done that. And he's a guy, you know, who at 6'1", 185, from Michigan, he's a four-star. He is an accomplished football player. He has the measurables. He has this whole package. It's just, it's bizarre to me that he hasn't been viewed in a little higher esteem, but I think he started to take steps to change that at the Under Armour game, where he showed that he is the whole package, and it translates against, you know, elite kids. And I think that he arrives at Penn State, he arrived in January with a little bit of momentum as far as that goes. I know he made a big jump in the 24/7 sports rankings when they finalized things last week. So he's a guy, he's more exciting than you might have thought just by tracking where he sits in the national rankings, to the point where Penn State pretty well set at safety, but he'll be an interesting guy to watch in that competition because they do have, you know, at least one spot in that rotation to fill.
Correct. Yeah, it'll be fascinating to see if he can come in and play right away. Maybe one of the more underrated guys among this recruiting class. You know, part of me does wonder, Dustin, if it's 6'1", 185, he doesn't need to put a little bit of weight on to play this year. But how many guys have we seen come in and add weight with no problem at all between January and July, and then be right in that mix for a starting spot come August? So I wouldn't think that's anything to worry about. Obviously, he's an extremely fast player. He plays fast. He, you know, is comparable to Artie Burns of the Steelers, which I think is interesting according to 247 Sports. So, you know, the big thing will be for him, I think, will be getting stronger and just getting some good weight on him. And then from there, as long as his speed sticks around, sure, there's no reason to think he couldn't be in the mix day one.
If gaining weight or gaining strength or improving your speed, if those are the types of variables that are out there for you to believe that a kid can be an impact player at the next level, then that's a good position for Penn State to be in, because that is one of the most proven things that Penn State has done, is improve guys physically. And to do that in a lot of cases in pretty short order, you had guys who arrived last January who, by the time springtime came around, they were 12, 13, 14 pounds heavier. Yep. and good, you know, good weight. So I think you're right that Jennings does need to bulk up a little bit. If he's going to, you know, play safety, you know, a physical position at this level in the Big Ten, he's going to need to be better equipped to do that. But I think all the other stuff about his game suggests that he's going to be a really good player, and he's going to be a really good player sooner than later. Certainly, you know, looking beyond the 2020 season, you know, when you're going to lose a guy like Lamont Wade, you're going to lose Jaquan Brisker, you're going to undergo some transition at safety. I think he's very much going to be a part of that transition, even if he's not a big part of their plans in 2020. But again, I think you want, you know, James Franklin's going to want his safeties to be in that 6'1", 200-pound range. But I think that Enzo Jennings can make do if he's not quite ideal there. So that'll be interesting to watch. It'll also be interesting to watch. His game obviously is going to translate to special teams. Yeah. You use a guy like this on special teams, even if there's not a role for him on defense. That's something that's worth watching.
Yeah, it could be very much the Lance Dixon thing, where they play him early and then decide whether or not to keep going with him for the rest of the season.
That's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State 2020 recruiting, looking at the 11 guys who enrolled early. They're on campus now. They're off to start academically, socially, in the weight room. We'll start to see them as spring practice rolls around, obviously culminated by the blue-white game in April. We've talked about Theo Johnson and Enzo Jennings so far. Keandre Lambert-Smith is another really interesting player. You've brought his name up a bunch of times because we're looking at a wide receiver depth chart that – you can't pencil anything in. And if you're going to pencil anything in, you better use pencil and not pen, because this is a group that could change and evolve. Could we see a little bit of a youth movement here? Are we going to see guys like Cam Sullivan Brown, Jahan Dotson, Matt Kippenham? Are we going to see those guys occupy the top spots on the depth chart? Or are we going to see these younger players start to make moves? And if you're looking at true freshmen, now we got six of them, six wide receivers in all in this class. I think, you know, Keandre Lambert-Smith is one of the guys who rises to the top. I don't know why I'm saying this. Keandre Lambert, yeah. Rising to the top of guys who are college ready, who might be able to make an impact right away. He'll be a fun one to watch.
Yeah. He absolutely will be. I don't know about Jaden Dotton as a first-year contributor. We'll see. But, you know, if you had to pick one or the other, I think most would pick Lambert, even though Dotton's a little bit bigger at this point in time. So they'll each get a chance during spring practice. But, look, there's opportunities to be had there for any of those guys. And I think what Taylor Stubblefield's going to have to decide is something you just touched on, and that's do you want to focus on do you want to focus on really going after it from a youth perspective? Do you want to give some of these older guys a chance? You know, Matt Kimmenhammer's going to play baseball supposedly in the spring, not be around for spring practice. So there is absolutely a chance for some of these younger guys to step up and steal some snaps.
Lambert, I think there are guys who are just playmakers, right? Yep. You know, you look at his frame, he's 6'1", 176, but he plays bigger than that. I think he's a guy who's got some special ability. It's just a matter of, you know, how much does arriving early help him to try to see the field as a true freshman? He's got a shot, and a guy like him, I think he needed to enroll in January in order to have a shot. But he could be an exciting guy. I think we could be talking about him this spring.
Yeah.
You know, we could be seeing some splash plays for him this spring and trying to figure out what it means. We'll get to one more, then we'll tackle the rest of them in the next segment. But I want to look at Cole Brevard, who, you know, 6'3", 305.
Yeah.
Reminds me a little bit of Fred Hansard in the way that he, you know, weight-wise, strength-wise, he's pretty much a go as a true freshman. He's a player, you know, it's not uncommon for defensive tackles, offensive linemen to have to tear their bodies down a little bit and rebuild them. But that's, again, part of the process that's going to happen this winter and this spring and all through until summer practice. There's a chance that he's rebuilt in a way that I don't know that he's part of the rotation or a real factor, but the opportunity might be on the table for him because, again, this is a rotation that they're going to have to rebuild the end of it.
Yeah, it seems to me that he's more likely than not to be a guy who could maybe start next year, because I think Antonio Shelton, PJ Mustipher, both will be guys who after the 2020 season will have something to think about. But in terms of being involved this year, I mean, the kid certainly looks the part, but, you know, he comes in at 2, they had 305, they have him listed at, let's just assume that's 290, 295, you know, Do I think he can make the correct body changes to play as a true freshman? Yeah. At the same time, we have no idea just how deep of a rotation a new defensive line coach is going to want, and will he just prefer to play, you know, four or five guys? If so, Cole Brevard probably has a hard time getting onto the field. But if he gets into that six or seven range like Sean Spencer wanted to do, then certainly I think you could see him on the field this fall.
He's a big boy. He arrives. He's strong already. He's somebody who I'm curious to see what happens with him in the strength program. Penn State's fairly honest with their weights. You could see him drop from 305 to 287, for example, this winter, and maybe see him rise back up as they start to rebuild him. A fun player to watch at a position where they've needed guys like that, and they're starting to string together a bunch of classes in a row with guys just like that, four-star defensive tackles. We'll take a quick break. We'll look at the rest of Penn State's early enrollees in just a moment.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.